Hi, you guys. Welcome back to another episode of Two Besties on a Couch.
Hey, hey, hey. I'm Ashley or Foley. Sorry, we trying to change our names.
Yes. My name is Sulon, but you bitches keep calling me Tighty under the comments.
Everybody does. It's okay.
We're joking. I know, because it's like y'all know me. But for the people that don't know me, guys, I want them to call me Sulon.
Yeah, I might change to Fox. We'll see about this journey and where we're going with this.
We'll just be changing shit up. Today, we have cocktails, of course. I'm so excited about this one.
So today, we're doing a martini and a little bit of coconut. It's actually basically a coconut martini topped with a little bit of matcha dust. So, and also with a little bit of vanilla simple in there and oat milk, because we are dairy-free girlies over here.
Whoop, whoop.
Cheers.
We really are. These are so good.
Fire.
Oh, that's delicious.
Yes.
Ooh.
I love me some matcha. Okay?
She not finna make it. She not finna make it halfway through this episode.
No. This used to be one of my go-to recipes. So back when I used to work at the, what I call the trap, where me and Ty met at this one bar. I don't steal. I just be borrowing some stuff sometimes. And I borrowed some coconut puree from the bar. Because I was like, oh, they can have some fun with this. And I took it home. And I was like, dang, what do you mix this with? And I just mixed it with some milk and...
Got to make it work.
Yeah, some milk vodka and like shook it really hard.
And it's really good. But today, fire. Instead of vodka, you know, we have our sponsor.
Woo, woo, woo,
woo.
Shadow. Yeah.
Yeah. I actually work tomorrow at my old job. I was like, this bottle girl. Remember I told y'all I'm stiff as fuck?
I'm so excited too, because we both work together.
We work together and I'm going to try to steal a sparkler for our next episode.
We're going to borrow a sparkler.
We're borrowing the sparkler.
It's going to be lit for real.
Yeah. And we're going to bring it in here. Like, I'm going to show y'all exactly how I'd be in the motherfuckers. Like, I'm excited about it. Honestly, I'm excited. I haven't worked in a very long time there. I'm excited to get back and see what it's talking about. It's nothing like going, being outside and making money.
No, for real. People, when we work there, people are like, oh, y'all are always out and about. Like, no.
No, we're working.
We at work. You outside. Because we was having fun, though.
Yeah. We have, like, people that are like, y'all want to do shrooms? We're like, no, we're at work. They're like, I be forgetting. Like, we're at work. No.
No, the nightclub life is wild as hell.
It is.
People really be on coke, and I be forgetting.
Yes. Big coke, heavy coke, and you're like, whoa.
And unknown drugs, hell.
And it's so crazy. Yeah, it's crazy, too, because I don't know a lot about drugs. Like, I'm like, what's the difference between coke and crack? And everybody's like, bitch. I'm like, and I swear to this day, I don't know. I don't do it. So I don't know. It's just like... It all sounds the same to me, if you ask me. But it's probably different highs.
You ever seen a nigga that'd be just awesome shit and you're like, please put your glasses back on, sir?
No, they always
put the sunglasses the fuck back on.
It's crazy. I remember this one time I was working at my job and it was this nigga's birthday or whatever. And this man was so turned, his ass crack was out. I was like, fuck it up, friend. Fuck it up.
Hey, he's looking at the ass crack.
It was a lot of ass out, too. It was a lot of ass.
Hey.
I'll let it.
Mean, the niggas ain't get their hips from their mama. We be like, come on, thighs.
Yeah.
Thighs.
Hey, yeah.
Hey, I need to learn people names because me and Ty, we crypt up nicknames, bro. I was about to tell somebody. I was like, oh, it's about to be so-and-so. They're like, who? And I'm like.
So, y'all, this is what we do.
I can't say the name.
Yeah, this is what we do, me and her. We see somebody, and if they have, so we have so many different names for people. Like,
we do.
Cousin, youngin. Yep. We see a nigga.
There go lips.
Lips. A nigga with a fat ass. We be like, hips. Him.
Missing tooth.
Yeah, I be like thinking that. Like, I really thought he was missing a tooth. I didn't know. Like, if you're missing it, like, you know what I'm saying? We'd be like, tooth, like, and we already know who we're talking about. And it's not, like, shade or anything like that, but it's just, like, how we
don't be
it.
Knowing their names, so.
We don't know, and it's, like, the first thing that comes to mind is, like, nigga got a fat ass, you got some hips on you, you know? We're like, oh, hips, like, hips. Is he gonna be there?
The
oh,
twerker, okay. DJ twerker.
Yeah, the DJ twerker.
DJ throw that ass.
Because it be some DJs with that big booty.
What's
and
that
be...
one song? Niggas love this song.
Why y'all like this song?
I'm like, why y'all get so turned? It be like, big booties.
Is he from Memphis or something? I don't know. Y'all been playing the same song since 2012. Every time I go out, like, people play that song and they get so hype.
I don't know. And I hate that it be in my head. Because I'm like, what else they be saying? I'm mad because it's not in my head right now. But to save for the pod.
Damn, I don't know. But you'd be like, you know what I'm talking about.
We trying to switch it to Looking for the Hoes. That was like the anthem of last summer.
That was our anthem at work.
And behind the bar, some of our coworkers were not too fond of that song. But we would take a shot each time we heard that song night because they would play it so often. But I got turned each time, so I didn't care.
I love the song. Y'all know I love Sexy. I'm a big Sexy Red fan, okay? So Sexy, I'm excited to go back.
At her funeral. I mean, funeral. I'm so sorry. Friend. I meant wedding. Oh my God.
It's just because we just talked about it, you guys. We just got done talking about it. Y'all need to talk about it. If you don't talk about it, you need to get a will. You need to write in your will. You need to get life insurance. You need to do all that good stuff. It was just because we were already on that subject just a moment ago. But since we're here, make sure you're getting life insurance. You're writing down a will because she know I'd be damned if y'all put my face on a t-shirt.
Black people gotta stop doing that.
If that's what you want to do, that's fine. But my friends know, like my mom know, I don't want that. Please do not do that for me. I'm gonna die when I'm 90, probably 100. So I'm pray I'll live a lot of you bitches anyway. But I'm just saying,
I know,
like
that's right.
I speak very much cheers life to on
that.
Me. Cheers to life. Cheers
like,
to more
we
life.
Woke up and we blinked and we made it here. Always be thankful. Y'all here with us, listening and watching. Thank you.
I speak long life on everybody that is here in the pod, everybody that is here, and to all your family and everything like that. Like, we're going to live.
Blessings for real.
Yeah, everybody's about to live till they're like 93. Like, I wish that for everybody. Seriously. Yeah. It's a blessing. But nonetheless, let's get back to Sexy. I feel like they're going to be playing Get Sexy. Were they playing that? Didn't you work like a while ago?
Was they
playing it?
I was so embarrassed.
It wasn't
that wedding episode. No, it was definitely turnt.
Oh.
But when the wedding episode that we dropped, I didn't know the words yet. The song just came out the day before. I'm like, how y'all bitches already learned the lyrics?
Oh, yeah. A Sexy Red fans. What do we call ourselves? We need a, like, you know, the barbs or whatever. We need one for
the
Sexy.
The Hive and shit.
Yeah, the Beehive.
What is Sexy Red's shit called?
Kills. No, I'm just kidding. The Reds. I don't know. I need to go on her Instagram. I don't even follow her. Sexy, I'm not gonna lie. But that's my girl. Okay.
Yeah, we love Sexy.
I love Sexy for real.
Okay. Oh, I'm sorry, y'all. I was trying
that's
to
so
like,
good.
What are we talking
y'all,
about?
Y'all, this is so good.
It is fire.
You wanna do a catch up?
Yeah, you can go.
Okay. I had my son has like this the Stanford 10 coming up or whatever. And they also, like, they're actually, schools are giving out vouchers. Hopefully, everything has to get processed and things like that. But I think it already happened in Nashville. The vouchers already came out.
Oh, the private school vouchers that we have going on. So, yeah, if you want your kid to go to private school, they now have vouchers. So, where you can opt to.
Yes. And I think that's really good because maybe some of y'all may not know, you may not keep up with politics, but we're letting you know here. Please go fill that out for your child. Get a voucher. Pit them in public school. I'm not trying to say anything. Private school, I meant. And get them out of public school. I'm not saying anything is wrong with public school, but if you maybe not could afford it or anything like that, now this is a great opportunity that you can afford it or whatever. I'm waiting. I live in Clarksville, so we're waiting right now for ours. I think it should be, by the time this come out, I may know by then. But I'm really excited about that. Even though I did sign my son up for a scholarship already, whatever. Because if y'all don't know, my baby is in private school. He's been in private school, like, honestly, all his life since he's been going to school. But, girl, let's get that bill paid. Pay my bills.
Well,
not one of the little
Billy
ones.
Billy is tricking off, and I really am against school vouchers, y'all. Love you down
she
tight.
Is,
like,
she is
fuck
against
that
it.
Shit. I grew up in a public school.
So did I.
And a lot of parents won't be able to, like, there's no buses that come to pick their kids up. Like, that shit's ass. It's really a coupon for people that already have money to get their kid in private school, which sucks.
Yeah,
but
I mean, honestly,
it's nothing wrong with taking advantage of it, which I believe that, you know, Ty should do. Their kid's already in public school. Why the fuck not? Because it's here.
Yeah.
I just really, I am super against it.
Yeah, and I think that if you...
There's no oversight on it. There's no oversight board. They can also be... They don't have to allow kids with disabilities into their schools. There's no standardized anything. And I believe in separation of church and state.
They can't go to public school if they, what do you mean?
Yeah, so public schools, right, they have to have a curriculum that also allows for kids with like special needs. Private schools don't have to do that.
That's messed up.
So yeah, it's very discriminatory and it's really fucked up. So
yeah,
fuck Bill Lee for passing that. I think I forgot what other state already has it going on. And they're talking about how much money they're sinking into it and how much.
Are they taking from public school? Where are they getting the money from? Public school?
That is sad. Our taxpayers are paying for this. And like, I know Benny goes to a private school that's religious. I believe in separation of church and state because you can't put one religion over another and then be mad if, like, it's just, that's not how it should go. I don't believe that.
Have to, like, look more into it. All I know, you guys, because Ashley is the one that's, like good into politics, which I'm learning because when I was growing up, my mom would be like, I don't like that. And now I know my whole family loves it. And it was just so cool that we were all talking about it. But yeah, I know about the vouchers because of school, but I also already have, I already did a scholarship because if you're in the military, if you're like a military family or whatever, you can apply for a scholarship. So I already applied for that, but I won't know anything back from that one until August. So they at school, they were telling us about the vouchers. The school was, and then they let us know to like tell family, friends that can go. But that is shitty if you don't drive, like if you have to, you know, you can't take your kid to school. Cause I'd be forgetting about that too. Like, I hate that, but it sounds so ignorant. But it's like, you know, when you live a certain lifestyle and you, it sounds so bad, but you kind of forget the way everybody else lives a certain lifestyle. Yeah.
You really don't know until like somebody else tells you.
Because it's like, I did have to take the bus and I was in private school, but my life, of course, is a lot different than the way that I grew up. I'm very fortunate and very blessed. I can do a lot of things with my child. We have a lot more money coming in than what my mom did by herself. So he's able to go to that school and I'm able to take him and I'm able to pick him up.
Yeah, which you is know beautiful. What I'm saying? I mean, I think that's the point, is to like really work hard to change the life of your child to make sure that they have the best life possible. You know what I mean?
Yeah, and so does my friends. So like they take their kids to school. You know what I'm saying? So like, it's like, to me, it's like, even though they go to, a lot of them go to private school, but it's, I forget about that. Like there is no bus.
Shows a lot of difference in class and like people you talk to and associate with.
That's what I was about to say.
I grew up with like three of us and my mom worked all the time. My mom worked night shifts. My dad worked day shift. There was like, we were going to the bus stop by ourselves. So it wasn't like nobody ever there.
Yeah.
We could even do after school programs. Like,
it's like almost forgetting it. You know what I'm saying? Because it's like now.
You just don't know.
Yeah, it's like until, I did that when I was a kid, but it's like that's so far away because I have a kid now. So I'm just like tunnel vision on making sure his life is great that I do get what you're saying, though. It's like, damn. Because I thought about that because I'm like, if that was me back in the day, there was no way in hell my mom was ever going to be able to take me to private school because she had to work. Like I had to work in the morning. That's how it was. My aunt would meet me down there. Yeah. I would have to walk to the bus stop by myself and get myself off and then go to my aunt and my uncle's house. So yeah, there was nobody being able to pick me up. But it's like now, since I'm just, I have my own kid of eight, he's eight. So it's like, I just tunnel vision on that. But also my friends too, they take their kids to school. So that is true. It is like really fucked up.
I just get really scared because since I've been in like school earlier, I remember like teachers would tell us like, oh, you're never going to make it through college. You're not going to do this. And also I had a teacher who was very adamant about this book talking about the dumbing of America. And this was like 10 years ago, over 10 years ago. And it's like getting worse. So like you got to the young people is going to be like really taking over once we get older. So like, what is that going to look like for us? Like, it's truly, like, if we're not putting the money into funding, like, our society to be educated, where the fuck do you think is going to happen? Like, you know what I mean? Like, it's just only going to keep, like, we're regressing, and it sucks.
I do feel like
so already. I really, really do believe in putting money into public school education. Like, if you feel like something's bad, I don't know, let's pay the teachers more. Like, teachers are truly leaving the field to go in tech. That is insane.
Yeah.
That is fucking insane. And I used to say all the time, I was like, if I'm going to be wealthy, I would become a teacher. You know what I mean? If I was like really well off.
So you
because I really do believe in like really putting into money into the youth and people that are less fortunate because you can definitely touch and inspire someone.
Definitely want to
be able to change their entire like trajectory of life just in like believing their dreams, you know?
Yeah. I definitely want to put money in there, but teaching the kids, no.
I agree with what you said about the putting money into public education, but and the dumbing down of America. But we also got to hold them responsible for the curriculum. It's dog shit. So why would you put your kid, you know, the curriculum's bad. Why would you put your kid through that? Should have done a disservice to your kid, in my opinion.
Yeah, it's
I believe that we should push for the curriculum as well. I don't feel like it doesn't have to be compartmentalized. Like, okay, if you do this one thing, okay, let's, okay, so like, what's the next step to improve it? Like, let's go ahead and push for then to change the curriculum. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, it's crazy. Lobby against that shit on purpose. Yeah. We're in the South.
When I was like hearing my son, he's on the phone with his friends, and I told you about this. Like, he was on the phone with his cousin, and he didn't know really nothing. Not saying like that, and I'm not saying it to be funny, but it's like, so like Black history, I'll give y'all an example. He didn't know any Black leaders except Martin Luther King. He barely knew Malcolm X, but he knew who George Bush was. And my son, he didn't know. My son was like, who was George Bush? Do you know this person? Because my son can name you any Black person in history because he goes to a Black private school. But it was kind of, it's like sad or whatever because one, he's older than him. And the way that, you know, my son is like, but my son is helping him. And you know how Benny wants to work in government because of he sees how the world's going. But it is very sad. And I would like to put money into it as well. I would. I want to put money into my son's school too because it's honestly, it's fairly new. And, but she's doing some good work over there.
That's amazing.
She's doing good work.
I think that's dope. Like,
yeah, I would definitely put money in it. And also because like we're Christian, so I love that. Like I like my son to be like raised around that. And then it may seem crazy because I may cuss on here, but I don't cuss in front of my child. The most I would say is like shit or damn, but he'll be like, oh my God. Like we don't play that at my house. Like it's a lot of stuff that I don't play. You know, on the pod, it's like funny or whatever. And I'm here with my best friend and it's like, we're shooting the shit or whatever, but at home is just very much different because I am raising a child.
Which is real.
Yeah. You know, here it's time to play. It is. It's work, but it's time to play.
No, for real.
It's work, but it's time to play. It's like I get a little break or whatever, talking to another adult. But yeah, just about the vouchers, though, if your kid is maybe in, you know, public school and you want to get them in private school and you can take them, you can look that up or whatever, and you may be interested. This may be your way, you know?
That's true. Very true. So
saving one mom at a time.
Speaking of saving one mom,
ooh.
What do you think about, so what's it called? There is this thing where we're in like a standardized like household of like mom and a dad.
Mm-hmm.
And then there is like domestic labor.
Mm-hmm.
How do you think that should be broken up among the household? Like, are you like a traditionalist where you feel like the woman should do more of the cooking and cleaning? Or could you like, you think it's like a shared 50-50?
Because I don't like teaching my kid that. I don't like that. Mm-mm. You need to clean up after yourself. Because honestly, you are the first people they see in this world. So, you know, if flight or flight, you know, they may take it with a grain of salt. They may not. But the best that you can do is be the best person that you can be. And if I'm showing him I'm the only one cooking, I'm the only one cleaning, then he's going to grow up and want a wife like that.
Yeah.
That's not right. You know, and so, no, I don't believe in that. You need to clean up after yourself. You make a dish. You need to clean your dish. Especially if there's no other dishes in there. Don't wait until I'm there to clean the dishes. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
And no, because my ex, like, he cooked a lot.
Yeah.
And my son saw that, you know, he was like, oh, this food good. And it was like, it's whatever your household decides. So, like, he would cook and I'd be like, you know what, I'll clean it. Mm-hmm. Because you did just cook or whatever. So, we would do it like that. I feel like every relationship has its certain roles. It just depends on what the person like. Because I know some people love folding clothes. Like, they'd be like, if you do the laundry, like, if you put it in the washer and dryer,
mm-hmm.
I can watch a TV show and I'll fold it all up. It doesn't matter. The gender roles, to me, it doesn't matter.
Yeah, I think that we like have grown and progressed so much as society and like women as a mm-hmm. whole of like autonomy of selves and choice and like what the actually like family household looks like. I think that's shifting as well. And people don't know how to grasp well to that.
Yeah, it's crazy. Not me.
Which is why we keep having these dumb like 50-50 talks.
Yeah.
But
I speak up for what I want. I'm going to let you know what I want. Baby, I'm going to let you know what I want before you even... I do not play this shit. Like, I do not believe in not speaking up for yourself. I don't believe in me not being able to say what I want. I'm like, if I'm giving you some good coochie, this good punani, you can, I'm going to tell you these rules or whatever, you know, my boundaries, whatever it may be. I'm not going to be hiding that shit in the dark.
Mm-hmm.
No, if I can give you that part of me, then you should be able to see every part of me. I don't pick and choose what I want to give. You take this, you're going to get it all. I'm not about to, no, I'm not doing that. And I'm gonna let you know what I like. And then some days I may not feel like cooking and cleaning. I may not feel like doing any of that. I could be depressed. I don't want to do any of that. And if you want that done so bad, then hire someone to do that. You know what I'm saying? It's like
hire an outside source for sure and to help out.
Exactly. And if you see your partner is tired, they're drained, they worked a lot, you go up. And if you don't want to cook the meal, go buy the meal. It's like literally the simplest things. Instead of going off on your partner, like, you always do it, but you're not doing it now. Well, clearly, if they always fucking do it, then something's going on with them.
Right.
Like, what? Maybe it's your turn
to, like, pick up some fucking dishes to do it.
Exactly. So. Make it make sense. It was so crazy. It's this video going around, and this man, to his belief, he's like, my wife never had any pregnancy cravings. My wife never had morning sickness. And then come to find out, he started talking to his wife and she definitely had all of that. She was paying the neighbor to go and get all of her pregnancy cravings. She called her mom and her sister for support when she was going through her morning sickness.
That's so sad.
It's like, I could not be with a person like that. Like, I'm supposed to come to you. My friends aren't even really supposed to even know that I'm going through that. Unless you call me that morning and you're like, oh, I'm like throwing up. Why am I paying the neighbor? What made me hot? I'm paying the neighbor and I'm giving you pussy too? What? Me and your child are craving a Snickers and I'm paying the neighbor to go buy me a Snickers? Child, I don't.
I think that's why women should speak up more and realize, like, that we can reshape and, like...
That pissed me off.
Don't have to go by the traditions of what anyone else says, of course. Like, who are we to talk about what life should look like for you, of course, or any individual? But still, I think this conversation needs to be had. So
yes, feel comfortable.
And there are people who don't ever have those conversations of what it should look like and just kind of automatically take on roles and then build up and shit. And then they're pissed. And then all of a sudden you're getting a divorce.
It's resentment. So. One time when I went to therapy, my therapist said, you have to let people know what's wrong with you right then and there. Don't let it build up, because what's going to happen is you're going to let resentment build up and then you are going to end up hating that person. And it's so much resentment build up, you don't even know where it start. You don't even know where it began because you just kept letting it build up. I think that is, like, I don't know, when I'm in relationships, if I see my partner doing something, I'm like, I let them know, I sit you down and I talk to you. And I'm like, I really don't like that. It made me feel some type of way.
Mm-hmm.
And if I keep having to repeat myself, we're just going to break up. I'm not doing it. I'm not settling. I will not
neither.
Settle.
Same here.
Yeah, it's like, life is too short and I'm going back and forth with you over some shit that you didn't go get a Snickers bar when I'm pregnant. I'm not even probably, because the reason, and also let me go back to what I was saying. The reason why she said she didn't tell him that, because when she first got pregnant, he was like, oh, women with pregnancy cravings, they're naggy. They're just naggers. They're not, it's not real.
That's wild to say.
You know,
to someone who's, like, literally carrying life.
My thing is, people always got a choice. Why would you be with them?
Exactly. I think people got to stop worrying about this fairy tale. If you're pregnant or if you have a child, stop trying to make it work with the son of your father. Even man, too. Like, don't make it. If you are not happy, stop trying to force it. It's okay. Like, life is not perfect. Like, you don't have to be with them just because you have children with them.
I don't think people realize, too, like, that can really shape your entire child's, like, view of life and love and relationships and how it's supposed to look like for them and literally their entire lens. So if you are showing them that example of it, it's,
and how sad
that's
is
a
that?
Lot of, like, learning to do.
Exactly. And how sad is that your kid is getting mistreated by others because they saw you do that?
Yeah,
you know what I'm saying? Or you did that to your child. That's just, like, so hurtful. It's like, no, the best thing that you can show your children is a very healthy relationship.
Yeah. Like, father, I love my parents to death, but I do struggle with a lot of the traumas and how it affects me today. So it's hard to, like, even have this conversation right now because I'm still processing a lot of stuff myself. But, like, and my therapist asked me a question. She's like, if you had a choice, you know, not out of obligation to choose, like, who your dad was, would you choose him? I'm like, damn.
Yeah.
That's, like, super deep.
That is super real. And it's crazy. I remember for the longest time, I'd be like, oh my God, I don't have a dad. I'd be so sad. And then as I get older and I'm more thankful for things. I'm thankful for my imperfections all the time. Like any flaw that I have, any insecurity that I have, I'm such at the point where I'm so older. Like I'm just so much mature now that I love every flaw that I have because it makes mm-hmm. me. But me not having my father in my life, I'm happy because it's like my mom did a fucking good job. And it's like, I don't know what it would be like even if I had a dad. It's like people always wish of like, oh my God, I wish my dad was there. Well, bitch, you sometimes be happy they're not there because you don't even know what you could have endured, you could have encountered with him being there. So sometimes just be grateful about what you have. Stop. And then another thing, y'all, this drives me crazy. Stop looking at the next person and being like, trying to belittle their problems. It just, everybody, we all have our own struggles. Stop looking at the next person and be like, well, you had a two-parent household, so it's all good. That does not mean that it's all good. So stop doing that. I really, that gets under my skin. Especially the two-parent
household wasn't great. Like, if they're toxic, like, what the fuck is the point?
What are you learning from that? And now you're adult and you're taking it in and you're going to your relationships and it's not okay.
Yeah.
It's not good. Stop doing that. Stop downplaying what other people go through. That really bothers me. You know, that gets on my, that gets under my damn skin. That gets under my skin. I don't like that. I'm mad, y'all. I done drunk all my damn drink.
I know. I'm like literally on the last sip. This is a pride fave. I haven't had this drink in a long time.
I'm not going to lie. That's probably the best drink we have had on the podcast.
I'm going to be transparent with y'all. A lot of times we be running late to the pod. So when I be making the drinks, it be a rush. Like I be pouring the shit just like in the cup. No shake, no ice, no nothing. So it do be a little harsh on the...
They be good.
Honestly, it's not the tequila or nothing. It's just that it's strong. Like,
yeah,
it'd be strong. We be low-key drinking, sipping on a shot.
Yeah.
With a little bit of lemon juice.
They be strong, but good.
But no, she knows what she's doing. These are good. I do know what I'm doing.
She does.
We're going to roll out some, not BTS, but actual content of the cocktails that are made for the show. So it can actually really be in detail. But, you know, we're one step at a time over here. Okay, y'all, we new to this shit.
Yeah. So. And it's good. I don't know. This shit. That was too good.
I'm gonna go ahead and finish up some off.
So we do have some fragrance. We have our fragrance, Bitch I Smell Good. We have to really get down songs.
Yes, Bitch I Smell Good. We're gonna get a little jingle going on.
We're trying to get a jingle. Do you know it's so fucking hard? So hard. It's so hard working with people.
It is.
Miss Ma'am.
Our vocalist that we got for our theme song, we're just trying to get her up in the studio so we can really get some things popping off in here.
That's literally all we're waiting on, you guys. She is a diva. She is a little diva herself. And we are just, we're trying to be so patient.
I don't want
to
say no names, but Drizzy.
Yeah.
We love you, girl. You know what I'm saying? Comment below in our comments, Drizzy.
Yes.
Please lay them vocals.
Please.
So y'all can. Yes.
So y'all can hear the song.
Right.
We're ready for it. Oh my God.
Okay. Bitch, I smell good.
Hey, boom, boom. My fragrance of the day is Tom Ford Electric Cherry. I feel like you bitches already know this one. I'm not going to lie to you. She's basic. But honestly, hold on. Tom Ford Electric Cherry. We're trying to get a sponsor deal on this bitch. So the main notes in here are cherry, of course, ginger, jasmine, and I want to say it has pink, red pepper, and it said a musk. I know you bitches hate when we say, I know people hate when we say that, like it smells like musk or whatever. Like,
what the fuck is musk?
For real. But it's like, I feel like that's like a word of just, I don't know, just strong, but it smells so good.
So you were late, musk. Like, so yes. Musk.
And, I feel like it's like, a strong,
it's
me.
Like a strong.
It's like a very masculine, what does, I'm almost. Look that up. Well, I don't know.
What
we need to
is
look it up.
Musk? What is musk?
So good. And you already know where to spray, ladies. You already know.
Oh, yeah. Y'all was popping up on the comments on where to spray at. I learned top of the ears. Somebody was like, you didn't know about the behind the kneecaps? I said, girl, no. Who was supposed to tell me that? My mom?
You, because it's like, even when you're not fucking, it's like you're walking past. You know, when people are sitting down like how we are now, and when you walk past, it's like getting a whiff of that.
Mm,
the top of the ears, to me, I guess if you're like a short girl.
I was like, my hair, but I mean,
like, I don't like spraying it on my hair because of the chemicals in the perfume. We probably shouldn't even be spraying it on our body, to be honest. But I really don't like spraying it in my hair because it can dry out your hair.
That makes sense.
So just, you know, yeah.
I did have a guy who said, don't spray on the neck. I was like,
he said, don't spray on the neck. I'm like,
because I mean, I guess if like somebody wants to kiss you on your neck.
Yeah, remember he was like that. I know what you're talking about. Yeah, that shit nasty. He's a bitch.
He don't want to taste that.
Yeah. So you just, and you know, the best thing, another tip too. Okay. I hate that I'm telling y'all my shit. I'm going to tell y'all. I'll fuck with y'all. Okay. If you have a steamer, you're going to pit it in your steamer. And then you pit it on your clothes. Or if you have your favorite, pit it in your drawer. You put it in your drawer or whatever. You spray in your drawer.
I seen someone talk about like spraying their underwear with a different scent. Like, that's so they scary. Spray down their underwear.
That's scary, bitch. That's a yeast infection.
Yeast infection.
I didn't say Friday. But you gotta spray outside.
It's like a spray on the underwear, and then that's, so it's like a separate thing. I said,
I think that's what like Summer Eve is for.
I don't like the body wash stuff.
Yeah,
I feel like I used to use that forever ago, but I stopped.
I feel me like too. I just stopped. Like the regular. I just started just using natural.
Yeah,
a wash rag and water. Except when I have to get in between the lips, I do got to put a little soap there.
So I also looked at musk. It says musk carries a light, powdery, woolly, and slightly sweaty scent. It's one of the most expensive raw materials in the world, apparently.
I heard that they get
perfume. It's richer than the leather scent. So I guess it does do strong.
Yeah. Like a very strong, almost kind of like masculine, but not.
Yeah.
That's kind of nasty because I actually seen that they get perfumes from animals. I read that one time. I don't know if it's true.
You're just going to keep on keeping. Ignorance is bliss, like I said.
Yeah, that's what she said. That is exactly what she said.
So mine scent is Brown Girl Jane. And this is a Black-owned perfume line. This is Carnival. This one smells really, really good. It's like, I love warm and sweet as well. And this is actually kind of gives you like a springy feel because the top notes are juicy mango and warm amber. So that actually specifically Caribbean mango with jasmine and nectar. But I feel like it smells like citrusy with a little bit of vanilla behind it. And that's why I really like it for the spring scent. So
that sounds really good.
It is.
And that I feel like sounds like a nigga just want to.
It smells like the colors that I'm wearing. Like,
yeah, it fits.
Like, have you ever smelled it?
Let me smell it. Oh, sorry.
It's like a little coconutty. Like, it's very like tropical and warm. It's just like,
And girls, what you can do is go to Nordstrom and like you try it on. Do not.
It even goes with the cocktail.
Oh, yeah.
It like does. The coconut with a little bit of matcha.
You can
matcha.
Smell the coconut. I'm trying to smell the scents.
And it's not too much of a coconut because I don't like
it's
too
not,
strong
it's
a
not.
Coconut.
It almost takes you back.
It says like, the it heart. Like so the top, the heart notes are amber, ginger, whipped musk. And then the base notes are golden, pimento, creamy sandalwood, and vanilla. So
I can smell the like.
Maybe it's the creamy sandalwood that's almost like making it smell like a little coconutty.
It smells to me like a little tangerine, but like a very sexual.
Yeah, it's like,
It smells like vacation. Like, it makes me want to go to a tropical island.
But that's the go-to
and
for right now.
Dominican poppy.
She has several other ones. I'm
it smells like
Ibiza.
So. Like, I don't know. That's what it smells like. It gives very much, very luxe.
But yes, these are, I smell good. Bitches
these
smell
are
good.
Bitch, I smell good. Brought to you by two besties on a couch.
Yeah.
If you buy one of our fragrances that we're letting you guys in on, please tag us and let us know.
No, for real. Let us know what you think of it.
Yeah. If you
let
have
us know what the niggas
it,
think of it.
Yeah. The niggas love when a bitch smells
good. Your legs up in the air.
Yes. Please put your legs in the air.
Y'all be remembering the scent from like y'all's past partners and stuff?
One in particular, yeah.
Same.
Yeah.
Ain't that the worst? Like if you smell it out in public or something?
I would never smell my other the one of the niggas I fuck with. I'm promise you ain't no nigga probably gonna smell like him.
I was thinking the same.
Ain't no nigga gonna smell like him. He's a little concoction mixer, so no nigga's gonna smell like him, but he do be smelling. Can we focus on the task at hand, guys? No, I'm kidding. Even though it was
not talk about the ex niggas.
Let's not talk about this. Them niggas don't even.
That smells so good.
It do.
Oh my God. I don't even know if I want to talk about it. What do y'all do when y'all see an ex?
Oh, that's a good one. I don't know. I see my ex all the time. My baby father. What up, nigga?
What about ones that you've had, like, basically no other connections to, like, no obligations to see them?
I only had a little bit of them.
Do you say what's up?
Yeah, we speak every time. We'll be like, I see one at the gym like I used to a minute ago, like a while back. Mm-hmm. Yeah, we definitely speak. We'd be like, hey, you know, how's your baby? And we keep going.
Right.
We don't like, it's nothing crazy or anything. That was one. One I never see because he's white. I never see him out and about.
He's just white, so he's never anywhere.
He's never anywhere where I'm at. I'm just going to be honest. Never see him. One of them plays basketball. I never see him. I forgot about him almost. Yeah, he played ball.
My girl don't ever be out in the city, so.
Yeah, and he don't be out in our city either because he's from, he not from our city, but he play ball, so I never see him ever. Ever. Yeah, but if we did see each other, it'd be cool. Because, I mean, we still, like, yeah, no.
Yeah.
But if we seen each other, it'd be cool.
Kept it real cute.
Kept it cute. Yeah, I started thinking. I said, let me not.
Damn, why'd I bring the subject up myself, y'all?
So what do you see when you see that?
I usually never see any of my exes, y'all. The rest of them live out of state. So that's cool. I don't have too many.
Yeah.
And then
can't be fucking with the niggas in state. One mingling around the city. That's why it's really good for you. I initially started
like speaking and stuff. Like it's nothing bad. It's like no beef or nothing like that.
Yeah.
I just be having an anxiety attack because it didn't end that well.
Yeah.
So.
I hate that.
Me fucking too. Because bitch.
I just wanted to eat with mine.
How was it?
Yeah. How was that?
It was cool. We're friends. So we're not. You know, we ain't. I mean, I'd say we're friends. She probably wouldn't be a little more than friends, but you know, it's.
Do you ever like double back with the next? Like,
ooh, let's talk about double back.
Like,
not with this one, though.
Are you over it?
Yeah, I'm over it.
Damn, yeah. She didn't fucked up.
No, she ain't fucked up.
I'm joking. I was joking.
Yeah,
I love how you defended her. That was amazing.
Yeah, she's a good friend. We're all good friends.
Okay, that's good.
I'm good friends with all my exes. I ain't got that many, but
yeah,
out of the couple I have, a couple of them out of state. But we're all on good terms. I mean, I don't, you know, you got to be mature with shit like that.
No, facts.
No, for real. It's so crazy. For me, yeah. All my, like, a lot of my exes, they don't live here. I think, will you double back with any of your exes?
No. I feel like at this point, no. Just because of growth and
ooh.
Not necessarily a bad thing. Not like, oh, like I've outgrown them or anything type of thing. I just feel like there's things that were like just not meant, you know what I mean? Like it all happened for a reason and just kind of leave it at that.
That's crazy. If you haven't really done, I'm really like, if you haven't done anything like super, super bad, but if you already crossed the lines with me of being, what is the, like my resentment is built up towards you, then you probably not.
Yeah.
I'm not gonna lie.
Have you ever been the reason for a breakup?
My niggas love me. I don't know. I'm joking, guys. Yeah, my ex broke up with me, really, because remember, he moved out.
Oh.
He moved out, guys, and then he wanted to come on home. Home wasn't the same. I didn't redecorate that home. You left me. I tried. Listen, my try is, if I give you, I promise you on my mama, if I give you 2 weeks and I'm not a beggar, that's number fucking one. I beg no nigga, okay? I promise you I won't. I'm not a beggar. Because the way that I'm raised, fuck them. Like, move on. Like, it is what it is. It's not fucking, but it's like, have a nice life. We could be friends, but it's like, you're right. We're probably not. If you see it, then you know what? I'm probably living in a little bit of DeLulu. But let me go ahead and back up out of that hoe.
I had to wipe that DeLulu off real quick. Like, literally wipe your eyes.
Into reality. I promise you, it's crazy. It's like, y'all say Pisces are sensitive. I'm like, shit, where? Like, we are to a certain extent. We care about other people's feelings maybe more than we care about ourselves. But we're not. I don't say no shit that is not serving me. So it's like.
I don't think sensitive is a bad thing. It just means, like, you sense things. You know what I mean?
True,
like,
true. I get what you're saying.
I feel like people put a negative connotation around sensitive. And it's like. Like, ooh, you're so sensitive. Like, oh, you're, like, I can poke you and you're going to cry type shit.
Yeah, it's that's
like,
what y'all try to make no, it seem
No, you can
like.
Literally just pick up on shit. You know what I mean? Like, you can sense when things are off or, like, So I think that's a dope thing to have.
Yeah, because y'all do be trying to make us do that. Like, when I be reading stuff, I'm like, that is not me. Like, I actually know. It's like, I'm not crying. I only cry in a movie or if I'm frustrated. I'm not a big crier. I'm not sitting over here crying. And it's crazy because, like, y'all always try to say Pisces be crying. No, we don't. I'm like, no, the fuck we don't. I be good all the time. But it's like, no. Yeah, so one ex did leave me or whatever. And he tried to come back. But like I said, I redecorated the home. It wasn't the same. Not the same girl that I was, sorry. But I will try with the person a couple of times. I'll you know, I'm giving you the cards. I'm like, yeah. Hey, I'm trying to make this work. What can we do? And if you're constantly telling me there's nothing that we can do to make it work, well then, baby, you ain't got to tell me twice. I'm out of there. Like I tell y'all, there's so many motherfucking other people in this world. And I'm okay with sitting and being single. I'm fine with it. I don't mind it. Men, y'all need to understand, if I tell you that I'm single, and then you're saying you got a man, and you're, let me scratch that.
Yeah, like, back it up.
You hit on me, and I say, no, thank you. I'm working on myself. And then you say, oh, you must got a man. And I say, I don't have a man. I just don't want your number. I don't want your Instagram. I'm not entertaining anyone right now.
Oh, my god!
And then you're mad. Yeah. You're like, no, yes, you do have a man. You have to have a man if you're going to turn me down. That's prideful. Now I know you're not ready to be in a relationship.
That ego,
and now I know, like, you're really not ready to be in a relationship or even ready to talk to me. I'm definitely not going to talk to you.
Yeah,
I do a lot of self work within me before I can even talk to a man. So it's like, no, because I know what y'all be trying to do. Y'all try to manipulate women. You ain't getting me, baby.
Yeah,
you're not finna pull me.
No, I feel that. No. Like, the guy that I really liked, he did stop talking to me. And but it was, like, a really in reasonable sense. Like, I wasn't even mad at it. I definitely understood. It sucked, of course. But it's just, like, you know, live and learn. And all I can do is just
We respect people's boundaries. Like, if you want to stop talking to me, that's totally fine. I always say this, like, I don't mind. If you want to stop, I respect your boundaries. I understand where you're coming from. And I think people get upset that I'm not upset or I'm not angry. Why do you want me to be angry or upset about that?
I feel like, there's definitely some people that are that way. But I stay far away from people that like that, like back and forth, like just negativity or not even negativity. What is it called?
I just feel like it's honestly, you want me to feel pain that you're not here. I don't like stuff like that. I'm like, you're so weird.
Yeah.
Weird ass. Weirdo. Like, what? No. Like, you get so mad that you're like, okay, cool. You don't want to keep fucking with me. That's totally fine.
Mm-hmm.
And they upset that you not upset.
Yeah. I don't get the people that want you to. I'm so chill, y'all. Like, as you see, the snippets be about Ty T, because my girl she's funny as shit. I have my moments, but I'm warming up to the camera still. But, yeah, even when it comes to relationships, though, like, I don't know if you want me to blow up your phone or nothing, because I'm not going to do that.
I'm not driving by your mama's house. I'm not driving by your house. I don't give a fuck.
We'll say I have before in the past.
I did pull up on a nigga.
I, like, college me, like, hell yeah, I was driving past a nigga's house. I was like, who the fuck is over there?
Was anybody over there?
I couldn't tell.
One time I went to a nigga's house. I pulled up. He wasn't answering. I called about 40 times. Probably not 40, but I did call him a lot of times. He wasn't answering. But honestly, I didn't think it was another bitch there. I just thought he was like, something happened to him. So I pulled up and I'm banging on the door in his room. I was like, do he know you're here? I said, no. He said, okay. He let me in. I got on in there. Let's get into our cherry segment of the day really quick. Let's just pop on into it.
Oh, cherry pop, 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 pop.
Where's the craziest place you ever had sex?
You go first. I got a thing.
Brendan?
Man, I don't like doing it. The car is probably the worst. And I don't even like doing it in a car.
I've had so many times.
I've had the car about it. My tall ass, I'm too fucking tall for that shit.
Right. Yeah, I don't.
Yeah, it's not comfortable.
And I don't even like the car. It's got to be comfortable, man.
Yeah, you got to be comfortable. But the craziest place I've ever had sex is the hospital.
I'd say an air mattress, too. Probably the air mattress is the worst.
Air mattress as well. But I was definitely, when I moved my stuff to South Carolina back to here, I was fucking on my air mattress like crazy.
That shit is not good.
It's not comfortable.
Uh-uh.
It ain't even comfortable really to sleep on.
No.
Don't think of it. Just imagine sex on an air mattress.
Really?
Damn, a fucking hospital bed, bitch.
I've had sex in a hospital bed, guys. It was I'll tell you the story. One time, one of my exes, they went to the hospital. We had to be there for a week. And we were like just bullshitting, you know, talking to each other. And they have cameras that camera's like on the bed in the room because of what he was in for. And I think we were just day two. We wasn't really in there this long at this point. Probably like day two. He had to be in there for a week. And I don't know if we were watching porn. I don't know what escalated this. I think we were watching porn or whatever. And I was like, you know what? I'm sick of this shit. I climb into bed because I was already sleeping in there anyway. And I'm like, just fuck me on the side. Because if you fuck on the side, you really can't. You know what I'm saying?
This is so wild.
You can kind of see, you know what I mean? But you really can't. And so, yeah, then we had sex. I had to get that nut off. And then I went out there to be like, oh, can he have some like Jello to see if they were watching or if you could see it.
Oh, and you're bold as hell.
Yeah, I went out there. You could definitely see it. I know that was the talk of the week.
I would have been in and out that bitch. Honestly, like we was going only day the fuck two. Home. All right, nigga.
We was only day two.
Hope you feel better.
And that man was like, I was like, where's the craziest place you ever had sex? He was like, the hospital, nigga, the fuck? He didn't want to do it. He was like, and it's crazy because he's always about that shit. Be like, let's do it here. Let's do it there. Because I've had some sex in some crazy spots, but I feel like that's just the craziest one. And he was like, no. Like, I'm like, nah, don't be scared now, nigga. You say you like this. Yeah, pull down them pants and show me that dick. And so, yeah, we had sex in the hospital.
I got a crazy one. I just remembered.
Oh, tell me.
So, this is when I was in undergrad. So, it's a little, like, a rural area. So, this is back when I was fucking with the Ivory, right? So, it's up there in Kentucky, but it's on the Ohio River, right? So, they built a new hotel that's looking over the Ohio River. Tell me why we got a room with a balcony there. And I'm fucking her looking at the Ohio River like it's the fucking Atlantic Ocean or Caribbean Sea in a dirty ass fucking river. Like, imagine doing it with the Cumberland.
Did it stink? You know when the rivers be stinking?
No, that river don't stink up there.
Okay, cool.
Yeah, or else I wouldn't have done it. But yeah, that was the...
It was beautiful. It was a sight, huh?
It was a sight.
I love, like, outside sex. I love sneaking into the bathroom. And all your friends are there. And they're like, oh, my God, where'd you go? And nobody knows.
I feel like one of my fears is ending up on, like, Nashville Scoop. Like, what the fuck?
I never see it.
They got so big as hell. Yeah, they post your mugshot and shit. Like, what you in there for?
Yeah, because you definitely fucking would go to jail for having sex outside.
Hell yeah.
I've had my fair shares of having sex outside.
I feel like everybody did the little bathroom at the party thing.
I know. I feel like that's like very.
That's normal now, ain't it?
That is.
Having sex in the bathroom at a party?
At a party. Packed ass house party. You go to the bathroom.
You go to the bathroom. You lock the door.
I don't think I've been in that many house parties.
Make sure you lock the door.
You've been in the one that I was at when I had sex in the bathroom. Y'all just didn't know.
Wow.
I had it in a half bathroom. Talk about that.
The tiny one.
The tiny one. Like the linen closet bathroom.
Yeah. It was just quick. You know, you just like.
I used to always want to have sex in the laundry room, but.
You see that shit on the movies.
I don't know. I just like the smell of the laundry room.
Yeah, I'm trying to play back. I think I had sex on my washer and dryer before. I don't got that washer and dryer.
That's fun. I love that.
Yeah, I like it. I like sex, especially with my man. Well, I mean, of course, like, who else?
My man.
Yeah, like, I got some new shit up my sleeve, whoever my next nigga is.
I know, that's right.
Yeah, I got some new shit up my sleeve that I ain't never tried before. Whoever he is next. Buckle up. All right, you guys, that is gonna end today's episode. Make sure you follow, you subscribe,
like, comment, all that good stuff. Give us a review if you're listening on your favorite audio platform, and also send us an email of your stories. We want to also open up the floor to y'all too. It'll be anonymous, or we can we'll figure out something to where you guys can really just submit a full anonymous story to us, maybe like a little Google Doc or something like that. So you can just drop it in if you want to feel more confident with that. We would love to read y'all stories and relate. And yes.
And also, we are doing a Mother's Day giveaway. Make sure you follow our Two Besties on a Couch page on Instagram, on YouTube, and also make sure you follow us on TikTok. And they all are at Two Besties on a Couch. You repost us and say giveaway, and we will pitch you in a drawing for the giveaway for the Mother's Day.
Yeah, giveaway.
Why don't you make them say hospital bed?
Hospital bed is actually great.
Say hospital bed. Actually, and say tag hospital a friend. Bed.
And tag a friend. Below.
Yep.
And we will love that. Okay. Bye, guys. Thank you.
Bye.
Bye.